Wrecking Ball Radio.
This is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. Last segment, Scamming Scammers. You're listening to Davin's Den with Joe Pip and your pal Davin. Yay, we're all here, even though we're not.
Yes.
Hi, everybody. We're as here as we can be.
Yes, let's do some Scamming Scammers. Let's do that.
Hey, whoa, whoa. Always and forever.
All right, last week was a very eventful episode.
Oh, yeah.
Of Scamming Scammers. Michelle was determined to blackmail fake Davin with the stick pic.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Fake, like, you, the world will see.
Fake Davin was determined to find out if she came.
Yes.
She was, he was unfazed by his penis picture. And she was completely frustrated, like, you're not doing this right.
You're supposed to be mad and upset and frightened.
Why are you good with me showing everybody your dick pic?
Yeah, and why do you keep asking me, did I come? Okay, I did, all right, already. Now get mad and upset.
Listen, when do you say fuck, I want to fuck you uncle-in-law? You came. I'm sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry. That I was actually talking to a comedy booker about that today. He's like, well, you talk to con artists all day. I'm like, what are you talking about? And then he's like, oh, you talk to scammers. Like, oh, okay. Because I thought he meant, like, comedy bookers.
He does speak to con artists.
But then I told him that, and he agreed. But that's very specific. Like, fuck you, uncle. That person came.
Extremely.
That's not, like, generic, we're writing nasty talk to get to the money.
No, that was just like, wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Well, we learned something there. We peeled back some layers of the onions.
Yeah, right. It kind of made me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so it was not going well for Michelle. It was very contentious.
Yeah.
So I'll read a little bit of the 14th, which was the last day, and then we'll jump right into September 17th. So we establish we don't trust each other. So I go, should we just end this? She goes, is in your hands. I go, I'm not paying you to stay. That is when a scammer would want. If you want to work on us, we can try, but I don't know if I can forget how you really tried to hurt me. You know, exposing my penis to the world. I go, should I take your silence to mean this is done? She goes, did I ask you to pay me? I go, Michelle, do you want to be with me? And now we start with March 17th. So, very contentious. She's gotten nothing. We're many months in. Does she? Do you think she still wants to be with me?
I mean, I never really thought she did.
Well, you know, because you don't believe in love.
Well, yeah, there's that.
You heartless wench.
But, yeah, I know, because it's a coal black piece of coal in my chest.
Wasn't that on your wedding cake?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, that's what I thought.
My God, you have a great memory.
I think that she doesn't. She's not going to let you beat her. You know, in the winning sense, you know, I mean, it just seems like it's game on and you're very intrigued by this and I'm going to show a penis picture. Oh, okay. And you're not even fazed by it. And it's like, what the fuck?
So
I can't just walk away from this.
So she's in to beat me.
Yeah, it's something that you can't walk away from.
But she's. But remember, in these countries, they don't have like the data plans that we have, where we have like a flat fee of like $50 or $75, whatever dollars it is, and that's it. They pay as they go. This is costing them money, which is why I do it. This is costing them money to continue.
Yeah, I would hope that it's lost them lots of money.
So Joe thinks that the dick pic gauntlet has been thrown down, and she is staying in.
I think that she still wants to be involved because she's got to get something out of you after all this time.
What about maybe she really likes me?
Oh yeah, no. There's that.
No,
you guys never believe. No. Such heartless people.
Yes. Have you met us?
So she, I go, do you want to be with me? The next day she goes, which type of stupid question is that? I didn't know there was a whole potpourri of stupid questions to draw from. It was like Jeopardy.
Who knew you were an old married couple?
Yes. Well, it's stupid question behind door number one.
I go, Well, how do you think I said? What do you think I said?
It's like the only stupid question I can ask.
What do you say, Joe?
Of course I do, you asshole.
I go, you are very rude. I will take that as a no. Peace out, Sarge.
No way.
I most certainly did.
Wow.
I'm a
bluff.
Listen, I don't need this type of abuse. If she doesn't want to fake be with me, then I don't want to fake be with her. There's plenty of other scammers I could be spending my time with. I probably was. Well, as we both take our dress off, that's what got us into this mess.
Yeah, it's getting hot in here.
So she goes, LOL.
What?
Uh-oh.
What? Wait a minute now.
And then she goes, you peace out, Davin.
What?
I know okay. I am, but what are you? Yeah, so what?
Well, this is the end of times, kids.
Yeah, I guess there's nothing left to lose.
I guess. I go, it was fun. Happy hunting. I go, now you can marry Commander Rodriguez. And I give her like a winky emoji.
Ooh.
I go, but
that wrong. It's Commander Rodriguez.
I go, but it did not have to be this way. It could have been so much better. I always want to leave that little hint that I'm still invested.
Yeah. In case that they might come back.
Why am I hearing, I think it's the Amy Grant, so I will remember you. Why am I hearing this?
No, no, it's Sarah McLachlan.
Sarah McLachlan.
But you need sad kitties and puppies for that.
I'm broad.
I don't want sad kitties and puppies.
She goes, do you want me to marry Rodriguez? I go, well, you clearly don't want to marry me.
But what a strange conversation to be having.
Well, we can't quit each other.
Wow. Now you're just going to hate fuck.
Yes! Yes! We're spite staying together. Which is really the only type of relationship I know.
I can't quit you.
Yeah, right.
You had me at I want an iTunes gift card.
You had me a dick pic.
That's how I get them all. She goes, do you want me to marry Rodriguez? I go, well, you clearly do not want to marry me. She goes, I ask you a question. Do you want me to marry Rodriguez? I go, if he is who you love, you should. Like she's not really expecting me to end this.
Yeah, but she's also like, wait a minute. Are you really? Like, you're just going to give us up?
All that we've been through.
Yeah.
She goes, okay. I go, I'm glad you will find happiness. I am also glad I suspected all along he was who you loved.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Meanwhile, Rodriguez is like, see, you leave him now. Rodriguez, you
yes.
come to me. No, Davin. Rodriguez.
Rodriguez es el perro grande.
Oh, leave it stupid. Come to Rodriguez.
Come to Rodriguez.
Guy hasn't even written back. I don't know where you guys are getting this from.
I don't know. We're just riffing.
So a week goes by.
A week?
September 24th.
Okay.
I write. I've had radio silence for a week. I got to keep this bit going. Bitch is calling my bluff.
There's still room here.
I go, hi, baby.
Oh no!
You know what? Sometimes in order to win, you have to give a little ground.
And you know what she's saying on the other end? What, did there be a shift change? Do they have no idea what just happened? How does this one not know he quit her?
So she is with this shit.
September 28th, 4 days later, she goes, what?
The thrill is gone.
Uh-oh.
What?
Does anybody think I can get this back on course? This is not good.
Is this got to be, you know what? Now I think it's a woman. Because that, you know, no guy would answer that. Can I help you? But what? That's such a woman. What do you want, you piece of shit answer?
Only a woman would scream, fuck me, uncle-in-law.
but you know what? It's just the written word, what question mark.
There's no question mark. It's just what.
Just what. And we hear the tone.
And then the next is, and I know this from experience.
What happened to Joe's sound? Joe, we can't hear you.
Oh, no.
Hold on.
Oh, phone is on.
Oh, there it is.
There you go.
There, that's, yeah. That was weird.
He knows from experience that.
You know from
cut out for a sec, yeah. So like I was saying, when you were, you know, and I noticed from experience, when you're deep shit, you're like, what? Can we talk? Why? And it's like, dig out of that hole.
Does anybody think Fake Davin can get this going anymore?
Yes.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Joe?
Yeah, of course.
Now you guys believe. When things are like in the heart of things, you guys, no, no, it's over. Now you believe.
And how dull would it be if we always acted and thought the same?
She goes, what? I go, what do you mean, what?
Like, really? What? Do you guys not have notes?
I think somebody new took over for you.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Listen, you got to change strategy. You want the bit to go on, you got to have moves like Jagger. She goes, never mind.
Never mind. Uh-oh. Oh.
I go, how are you, baby?
She's got to be so annoyed right now.
But it is very astute of you guys. I don't remember thinking about it, but it is like what we deal with like a ship change.
Yeah.
It's pretty astute.
Yeah, exactly. They're getting a taste of their own medicine.
Yeah.
I go, how are you, baby? She goes, I'm not fine. I go, are you in pain? She goes, yes, of course. I go, why, of course? It's because you left me. Yes!
Oh,
yes!
Say.
Daddy's back.
You can worm your way back in there.
Of course I can. How do you think she hasn't left yet? You think it's all duct tape and knockout gas?
That was my suspicion, yes.
But slow down. If you're coming back like nicety-nice, opportunity to get some gift cards out of you, dumbass.
It would seem.
It would.
I might have to pony up some money. I actually, full disclosure, I called up Anthony and asked if he wanted to send money again to his scammer.
No, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
No, I didn't think so.
Stupid. She goes, yes, of course. I go, why, of course? She goes, it's because you left me. I go, you left me, love. She goes, you were the one that left. I go, honey, do you want to be with me? She goes, yes, of course, but you are not doing me well.
But you're not doing me well. Uh-oh. I feel the $89,000 ask coming. Oh, wait. Wrong scam.
I have a better staff on hand than you do, dear.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah.
I go, I feel you've not done me well. We have both been hurt. I want to be with you, too.
Oh. All right. See?
And then I go, you vanished.
Oh, damn. I want to be with you. Door slam.
Then, all right, you know, she came back like 5-10 minutes later. She goes, you're not taking good care of me. Why? You don't care about me anymore. I go, Michelle, you disappeared and then threatened me. Before that, we were on course to get married, which is true. She had big plans for us.
Yeah.
And then she vanished for a long time.
I know.
And then she came back like a hot poker was up her ass.
Yeah. Yes. There were several shift changes in quick succession.
She goes, yes, I did it because you were not care about me again. I go, that is just not true. You said you had a big surprise for me for our future, and then you ghosted me. Yes. I have the facts on my side.
You do.
She goes, I ghosted you because you don't care about me anymore. I go, that is not true. You ghosted me when things were going great between us. You said you never felt close to me, and I said the same. I feel like you just want to hurt me. She goes, it's not true. I go, that's how I feel. You hurt me. She goes, is that you are stingy?
Oh, well,
it is the same person.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm feeling a little bit of this too. Wait a minute now.
Want me to give your contact info?
Yeah, I do, because it's like, oh, you want to talk to Stingy? Apparently, I'm their queen.
She goes. It's just that you were stingy, and I said so. I started dating Linda.
Oh no.
Well, you know what? We can't have a smooth reconciliation.
No.
What type of show would that be?
What was the name of the sisters that used to the Vassiola twins? Vassiola twins. They could come back.
I think Linda was the hot neighbor that needed help.
Yes.
She goes, okay. I go, see, you don't care. It seems you just want to hurt me. And you're vanishing in the middle of this conversation proves that. I go, see, you say you want to be with me, but then you vanish. And you wonder why things are the way they are. She goes, all I know is that you are not care about me anymore. I go, Michelle, do you love me? She goes, yes.
What? Say? I knew it.
I go, did you marry Rodriguez? She goes, but you were dating Linda. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
This one's paying attention.
Rodriguez, she is mine. You kiss Linda. You no marry. You heard him. You no marry. No marry. No marry.
Oh, the hat.
Oh, the hat's up.
The hat came off.
No marry. Wow. Rodriguez seems to have a rocking problem, too.
Yeah, apparently Rodriguez has Parkinson's or something. It's got quite the tremor going.
He rocks to soothe himself while he's freaking out about she wants to marry him. Oh.
Very interesting. I guess sometimes it does pay to watch.
It does.
This was the night. She goes, but you were dating Linda. I go, I am. But just, I still love you.
Oh, okay. You scared me.
She goes. Did you marry Rodriguez? She goes. I told you that I don't want to marry military man. I don't have anything to do with Rodriguez. I go. Okay. I'm tired of fighting with you, baby. She goes. But you know that you are the cusp of everything. I think I'm the cause of everything.
Cause. The problem.
I go. That's just not true. You know I am trying to get us to a better place, and you want to keep fighting old fights. Do you want to just fight? She goes. Fight with who? Me. You and I. I said. She laughs. She goes, LOL. She goes, we are not fighting anymore. Do you love me?
Wow. We're not fighting anymore.
Oh, that could be a Hallmark card.
We're not fighting anymore.
Says it all. I mean, to be honest, that's like the two for the dollar. The two, you know, something, because Hallmark does have like a cheap line where you could get like two cards for like a buck. That's not the $7.59, $8.92 in Canada card.
No.
That's like when my marriage was on the rocks and I was looking for a Christmas card for Joanne, and I'm like, you got anything that says Merry Christmas Chief on it?
Merry Christmas Chief. It's like, I really do love you with like hearts, flowers, and poo emojis.
And poo emojis.
That stare up at you creepily.
She goes, she asks, do you love me? I go, yes, I do love you, Michelle. She goes, but why you don't want to prove it to me? I go, every time I'm about to, you start fighting with me. This time you threaten to post my dick. Why would you do that? I thought you loved my dick.
You used to love my dick.
You don't send me dick pics anymore.
But the way you said it so matter-of-factly, it's like, you know, I did. You threatened to post my dick.
Well, I mean, facts are facts, Joe. And then I go, silence again. She goes, you know I won't do a thing like that. I go, well, I never thought you would threaten me either, but you did that.
Yeah.
When we have cyber sex, to me it was because I loved and trusted you. She goes, I trusted
you. You know what the funny thing is? The funny thing is, like, you know I wouldn't do anything like that. Well, apparently you kind of showed like you could care less anyway.
Yeah, really.
I wouldn't do anything like that because it doesn't work.
Because you're unfazed, you bastard.
Yeah, if I thought it would work, I would have done something like that.
I definitely would have sent that. That dick pic would have been around the world.
This response was not in the scammer handbook. No. She goes, I go, I never thought you would threaten me either, but you did that. When we have cyber sex, to me, it was because I loved and trusted you. She goes, I trusted you, but you were stingy over me. Aww. Why? Why is it like that? I go, I am not. I was going to get you and have $500,000 for our future. That was my plan. But you said no after I was already working on it. Because remember, I was going to go there, kill a Saudi prince, yeah. And then kill her commander and get her out of there.
It sounded like a great plan.
It sounded like a wonderful plan.
I was down. I was packing.
And honestly, don't you think President Biden wishes I killed the Saudi prince right about now?
Yes.
Yeah, so gas would be a lot lower perhaps if I killed the Saudi prince. We all were on board. Damn it, Michelle. We were all on board.
We're all excited. We were standing at the pumps waiting.
And then there would be a little sticker that said, I did that. It'd be my head.
I did that.
She goes, is a lie. You are stingy over me.
Stingy over me.
I go, it is
well,
not.
You were.
Joe, no. I was going to get us a lot of money. Just because I don't provide the funds in the way you want them doesn't mean I don't provide the funds. And remember, I was going to send her a care package, and she shit all over that.
Yeah, she did.
So, no, I am not stingy. I am caring.
And how dare you? You're not going to give gifts to the ungrateful either.
I most certainly will not.
No, certainly not. See what she did with your gift of dick pic.
The gift that keeps on giving.
I don't just send my cock to anybody.
No, this is for you.
Yes. Yeah.
She goes, it is a lie. You were stingy over me. I go, it was not. See, you're fighting with me again. She goes, I asked you to help me with ordinary iTunes gift card. You said no. I go, yeah, after you threatened me and ghosted me.
Yeah.
I go. She goes, I'm not fighting with you. I'm telling you the truth. You were the cause of everything. I go, no, you blame me for everything and never admit any wrongdoing by you. Like, I try to be with you and you just push me away. She goes, Is there a lot I didn't push you away? You were the cause of everything. You said that you love me, but you can't even help me with the ordinary $50 iTunes card. But I know I used to go shopping with Linda and get her some things, but you can't do it for me. Why is it? Because I'm not beautiful?
Oh, wow. Oh. Wow.
So Linda has hit home.
Yes, that, oh, that stuck in her craw.
That really did. She's
shopping for Linda, but what has Linda got that I haven't got? She's got a gift card. That's what she's got.
Yes, me and Linda hand in hand shopping for iTunes gift cards. That's what we do.
I see they come in different colors,
I often do wonder what it would be like to have like a real relationship where you didn't buy your significant other anything. I mean, you offer to help them with things.
There's no such thing.
Yeah.
No such thing.
No.
Well, no, I know. You know, so even on these like long distance relationships on 90 Day Fiance, the people are always sending money and help and everything. Not this guy.
No, you're not helpful. You know, I'm sorry. I just have to divert for a second because on there was a really interesting conversation on The Handmaid's Tale where one.
Don't you spoil it for me?
No, I won't. But it's just one of the characters says to another character, nobody realizes how transactional you are. And this has had me thinking for quite a while. Like, well, in relationships, they're always transactional. Somebody gets something and somebody else gets something.
Right, but
it's not
always money to play video games.
No, but they weren't necessarily talking about money.
But that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, no, I know, but I'm saying that this is obviously transactional, but all relationships are. Yeah. She just wants the money bad.
Yeah, you always get something, whether it's comfort or strength or
right.
You know, a cock. There's always something.
Love,
tits,
sex,
tits. Yeah, there's
money,
always
something.
Yeah. A bunch of horrible human beings. No, nobody's selfless. Look what happened to the last selfless guy. Died by 2x4. Don't work for you.
Oh, God.
What, no?
Too soon.
I tell him to walk it off, but no.
No.
She goes, because I'm not beautiful. Actually, the girl that she stole the identity is very pretty.
Oh.
I was going to kill a man for you. I prepared my house for you to live with me. I never asked you for anything, and you vanished, just disappeared for months. That's not love. That's cruel. She goes, all I know is that I love you, but you are stingy over me. Why? Because that's the bit.
Because that's the bet.
I go, I am not. When have I ever asked you to give me? Nothing. And see, that's another thing. I never asked them for anything.
Nothing. Not even pictures?
No, nothing.
Oh, well, cyber sex. You beg for that.
Beg. Constantly.
Begging.
Constantly.
Please, baby, baby. Please, baby, baby. Please.
Fuck me like your uncle-in-law.
Wow. I'm not even sure how he does it, but okay.
She goes, you asked to have cyber sex with me. But that's not even true.
Well, you did.
No, she did. Remember, it was always like, oh, well,
oh, she started it, but I mean, you've asked since.
Well, you like it.
I know. He begs for cyber sex for me. What a pal. What a friend.
Well, you won't do it yourself.
No, I won't.
Okay. You're very lazy.
Yes.
I go, you asked me for cyber sex first. And that is something we both enjoy. She goes, so why are you so stingy over me? But you are not stingy over Linda. Now, maybe Linda's saying, excuse me. No, this son of a bitch don't pay for shit.
Yeah, wait. Stingy? Yeah, let me talk to you, sister.
What, Joe?
He is fucking jealous.
Well, that's why we created Linda, my friend.
I love it.
I go, I'm not. I wanted to send you gifts, and you insulted me. You know nothing of my relationship with Linda. And I go, and I hate that you think cybersex is some type of favor. You make it seem disgusting.
Or like you're the only one getting anything out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where we'll end.
It's disgusting cyber sex. We're done for tonight.
That's where it always ends with me. What do we think of what's transpired?
First of all, because we've seen you pull things out of the ashes so many times.
I'm glad you said ashes.
Yeah, but no, we already had that conversation apparently.
Yes.
because we've seen you'd be able to do that with these conversations with these crazy people, that it wasn't shocking that you were able to turn it around, but it's still...
One day I'm going to read one that goes on for like 3 minutes and that'll be the end and you'll be stunned.
I know, and I was like, what?
Segment over! Good night, kids! They weren't having my horse shit.
Yeah, I guess he just wanted us to get off the air early.
Win for the scammer.
Yeah, really.
It happens.
It's like, give me money. No. Good night.
Happens.
I'm sure. But it's really bizarre that they... I mean, I know it's all playing a game, but now she's pretending to be jealous.
No,
I don't think she's pretending in this sense. Like, it's a relationship where she's trying to get something out of you. And she had something going, and it stopped. And one of the reasons it stopped is because the girlfriend, Linda, is a catalyst on why things weren't going as well as she wanted.
I agree.
I think she's jealous of Linda, but not in the romantic sense, in the sense that this woman is ruining her scam.
Yeah, I've been working so hard on this, working you for so long, putting up with all this nonsense, mm-hmm. and then Linda walks in and she gets everything.
Yeah, how dare she?
Right, and she gets everything, and it's like doing a show, and you've been a comic for years, and somebody comes in that out of the blue, and then does better, and you're like, and winds up getting a deal, and so I'm like, who the fuck is this?
Well, apparently Joe is revealing our inner thoughts. Joe is going into our psyche tonight. Thanks, Joe. We needed that. I don't know if we've ever seen me have to like go back a week later, hat in hand.
No, I don't think so. Not that long.
Not that long.
No, I mean, there have been, breaks in time where all of a sudden they just became petulant and won't answer you. And then all of a sudden, you woo them back somehow. Or like, they have a shift change and all of a sudden this person doesn't know you just broke up.
Yeah, shift change help a lot.
That's so great. Yeah. I love that when that happens. When they have no clue.
But, I mean, can I keep this going for long term or is this done?
I think
you got more in the tank.
All right.
Yeah, I think you have a little bit more, but I think that every conversation is going to come around to you're stingy. Where's my gift card? I think it's going to be like every time. That's going to be dancing around that.
So I probably won't. This probably can't go on for too long.
No, I don't think, for too long because that's going to get old. And eventually this person is going to go, you're never going to give me the money, are you?
You would think. It's been the better part of a year.
Amazing.
But I mean, Belinda was like over a year.
I know. Keep them busy.
But that's what it is. Like I'm eating up their data and their minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting harder though. It's getting harder and harder to do.
Oh yeah, but apparently you're a multi-trick pony. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, there's not so many where we do crazy Davins now. I'm doing more. Not a spoiler alert. I mean, there's still some crazy Davins. Don't get me wrong. But I'm doing more like real relationship stuff and like just making it torturous for them. So we don't like get like the insanity funny, but we get them. They're losing their shit funny. And, and why won't you do what I want you to do funny?
And why won't you act like everybody else has acted when I did this terrible thing to you?
Yeah. Or at least that's what the boss said that happens.
Yeah.
All right. Let's
that was great
fun stuff tonight. Let's thank some folks for allowing this to transpire. I want to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his consideration.
Yeah, thank you Russ,
and I hope that whatever parts of you that you have hurt become better. He mentioned he had hurt parts on Facebook, and I don't know where those parts are. I should have looked them up. I'm sorry, Russ, but I hope that you feel better.
Hopefully get well soon.
Yeah, mend well.
He's a ball of injury.
No, well, because he's always like jumping into things and slicing and kicking.
He was. Now he hunts them, which is probably smarter for his body.
Maybe something fought back. I don't know exactly what happened, but I hope it heals well and soon.
Yes. Joe?
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. Their Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need. Thus, ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello, open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday, Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello, that's your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16 wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts a popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by my pal, Davin, of Size Funny Productions. Davin, what do we got coming up?
Probably beginning of 2023, if you can believe it.
Alrighty then. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Visit their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve a great night out. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Side Splitting Productions. It's holiday party time. Give us a call, 551-404-3094. SidesplittingProductions.com. Joe mentioned it earlier, but give him the details, Joe. Where will you be?
All right. It's amazing how this business works. I actually had nothing, and now I've got a pretty decent schedule. Tomorrow, Wednesday, October 19th, I'll be at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club in Point Pleasant, New Jersey with the great Mike Cannon. 8 p.m. show, call 1-877-UNCLE-VIN or go to UncleVinny'sComedyClub.com for reservations. Show starts at 8 p.m. This Saturday, October 22nd, I will be in my hometown. I'll be at the SBU Men's Lacrosse Team Fundraiser at the Holiday Inn Express in Center Reach with Teddy Smith, my pal Matt Burke. And it's 7:30 showtime. Call 631-790-4046 for tickets. And on Tuesday, I'm going to be in Northport, New York. Beautiful theater, John Engman Theater. It will be Tuesday, October 25th. I can't make the show, but I will be there. Call 631-261-2900. Beautiful theater. It's going to be a great lineup and a great show.
You got to tell me who books that off the air.
It's Eric Heff.
Oh, I haven't spoken to Eric in a while. Wednesday, October 19th, Sidesplitting Productions presents a comedy show at Andiamo in Hallworth, New Jersey, starring Brad Lowry, John Conte, and Mike Cateo. For tickets, call 201-384-1551. And Thursday, October 20th, Sidesplitting Productions presents a comedy night at the River Grill in Newburgh, New York, starring Doug Karff, Joe Conte, and Joe Fulton. For tickets, call 845-561-9444. And I was supposed to be working on Saturday, but now I'm not. So I will be chilling like a villain. All right. Fun time tonight.
Yes.
Good stuff. All right, guys. We'll see Joe in a couple weeks. Next week, Tom Myers of Tom Myers vs. the World will be on our show. First time appearing on the show, so that will be fun.
Yeah.
Good stuff. So, anyway, if you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep...